Tom here with you this morning for Rural Focus, and it's time now to catch up with Belinda Eastoff, who is our Elders Agronomist, or one of the Elders Agronomists, in the Northampton and Geraldton area. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Tom.
Yes, so Belinda, we know the line's going to be a little bit sketchy today because you're still haven't got any power where you are, so can you just tell us what that aftermath of Seroja is still like up there?
Well, as you mentioned, most of us don't have power still. Some areas do. Certainly Una doesn't, which is where I live. And a lot of areas through Ogilvie, Benue, and further east. So it's been a bit difficult. We're all running off generators. And as you said, it's telecommunications and computer work has been a bit tricky. And there are a few computers getting cooked. But, since Seroja, the rain was fabulous, but the devastation is still before our eyes, and it's a little bit hard to live with sometimes when you're driving around and seeing clients and seeing the devastation that they're having to deal with every day.
I think a lot of us down in the southern areas or in the other areas that weren't affected probably forget just how long the effects of this are going to be for people in your position in your area, because we were just discussing off air that the power's not really going to be coming back on at this point for another month or so.
We're not actually got a lot of poles still down. There's a lot of wire down still, so I think that it will be a while. Certainly we've been told it might be... we might be without power until June, but we just wait and see, really. I mean, they're doing the best, Western Power are doing the best they can, but there's an awful lot of poles on the ground and a lot of wires down still.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, thoughts to you and everyone affected by that who are still living on generators, because, I can imagine you'd be over that pretty quickly. But from an agricultural point of view, aside from all of those setbacks, how has the season been shaping up there so far?
Well, it was shaping up really, really well, and we're all extremely excited to see a proposed a bit of tropical air coming down yesterday. But it actually went around us, which was a little bit devastating, and pretty much my region missed out completely. I think the highest fall was about 12, but a lot of people got 1.5 to 2 mils out of it, so that was really disappointing. But having said that, the Seroja rainfall, we have got reasonable subsoil moisture. Quite a lot of the canola has come up that was sown earlier, especially on the red loams. It looks most of it looks really good on the red loam. On the sand, it's pretty patchy emergence. Some hasn't come up at all. It just hasn't been wet enough, and the wetting fronts moved down too quickly. But, yes, and people are starting to put in wheat, and certainly a bit of wheat being sown. We were hoping for a decent rainfall event, but it didn't eventuate.
So in that regard, then, we're going to talk about knockdown strategies now. So what are you going to recommend from that point of view?
Well, we're out all week looking at knockdown strategies. Certainly some areas have got larger weeds. It depends on how far through the spray program people were, but where there's larger weeds, we're having to go with a reasonable amount of glyphosate and often using spike. I think glyphosate, we are relying a lot on glyphosate this year, so I think the spike is really important to help basically slow the development of resistance. There's quite a good opportunity also for double knocks. I've got a few clients that have gone in with glyphosate and now they've got one leaf brown grass and ryegrass, etc., and they'll be coming back with paraquat or a spray seed. So that's a great opportunity. We don't often get those opportunities just to mix it up and to not accelerate herbicide resistance to glyphosate. There's certainly a lot of mint weed that seems to have germinated after Seroja, or maybe it was just small and it's just got going. Mint weed's got to be really careful because it is allelopathic. So you basically have to burn it down so the toxins aren't all released into the soil, because it can interfere with germination and also cause silly seedling syndrome, especially in wheat. I've seen that a number of times. And it's also important to have most of your weeds burnt down so we don't not seeding into a green, rotting seed bed, because that can also cause the same issues.
Yeah, okay. So is there still an opportunity to do that, though?
Yes, there are opportunities out there to do double knock if it continues, if grass continues to germinate. So if it's wet enough and the moisture's holding up to the surface, the grass is continuing to germinate. So people might go in today with glyphosate and not be seeding their wheat until the middle of May. So they will have an opportunity to come back with paraquat.
Look, Belinda, it was great catching up with you this morning. We're sorry to hear that the position up there is still the way it is, but we wish you and all the other battlers up that way who are still recovering from Seroja all the best, and we hope that the farming can still go ahead mostly as per normal over the next couple of weeks as the recovery continues. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom.